Yep.
I'm proud to be stupid. There is no, we got to find this magic key to turn all this around. And I can't even tell you, because when you go as low as, like, you know, pedophilia, you go as low as murder, you go as low as corruption. I mean, I don't know if there's anything much lower than that, you know. And there's no, they figured out how to numb. And that's the thing. It is the mean, dumb people in the world. They're not just this country. Mean and stupid. Mean and stupid. That is such. How could that happen again? That happened in Germany. That, mean and stupid. You know, just mean and stupid. That's it. And you can't. And it got to the point where you can't tell these people they're mean and stupid because they get mad, or it's not good etiquette. You know. Oh man, you're mean and you're stupid. Well, then they get in an argument with you. You try and reason with them. They get in an argument with them. It's my motto is, if you can't beat them, just ignore them. Don't join them. If you can't beat them, ignore them. Hopefully they just die off. Sooner or later they will. You know they will. But wow. Mean and stupid. That is not, it is not anything more complicated than that. They dumb down the media, and they trick people into thinking. So people can believe in anything. You know, people believe in Santa Claus. People believe in leprechauns. People believe in the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Invisible Man in the Sky. People believe, your brain can believe anything. And remember, as it was said on Seinfeld, it's not a lie if you believe it. And that's exactly the road we're on, man. But yeah, you got a muscle. There's light here. For every mean, stupid person, there's a smart, nice person somewhere. You know? I think the ratio is probably like 400-1. But still, you know, smart, nice people got us at least the good things in life. Yeah. Ah, oh, Lordy. There's a little rant for you. A little something for you. A little tidbit there. A little something. So, desire and lust are today's show. And one song I've always really... There's always like a song I use as a focal point. Oh, I want to... When I do this show, this is the song I got to feature. Hey, it's noon o'clock. No, it's 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, exactly 11 o'clock. You're listening to the RCT Pittsburgh and Zombo in your brain. You knows it. Oh, man. It's once again, it's another one of these darker gothic tunes. But man, do I loves it. Tuxedo Moon, Desire.
A little order, a little grace, something new to fill up this place.
eyes. Live a thousand lives by picture. Mark, this song's for you. Don't think, go by. I'm a lousy lover, I give and never take. Makes you go where you can't go. Makes you want what you can't have.
The way it hangs so low, so low. my darling, I want you so.
I love your sweet, sweet lips.
I love your salty taste.
I love your fingertips.
When I reach for your waist.
The Tubes, Don't Touch Me There. Fee Wabel and Reece Stiles. Real name Shirley MacLeod, died just a few years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy band, man. That was the first concert I've ever seen. This was from the album Young and the Rich, which I think was like 76 or something. But, what a tune. What a tune. Before that, we heard for the Kelvs, Coco Taylor, Keep Your Hands Off Me. So that was a nice little set. Nice little set. And I got a surprise for you guys in just un momento. But I'll also tell you what we've heard. We heard Handful of Desire by The Residents. I Desire by Devo. And that actually, they got, gotten some hot water over that because the lyrics to that song is John Hinckley's letter to Jodie Foster. He wrote her a letter and they put it to music. Yeah, so he might have got a few dollars for that too, John Hinckley. I Desire was the name of this poem. And we started off with Desire by Tuxedo Moon. Wow, that's about as dark as it gets, man. I really do still have a soft spot in my spleen for Tuxedo Moon. Zombo right in your brain here, RCT Pittsburgh, and today is Lust and Desire, the fourth of the seven deadly sins. Next week is going to be Pride, then, was it Pride? I know Wrath is in there. Sloth. Yeah, Pride, Sloth, and Wrath. So that's a good show. Nice little thing here. And then we're going to be doing the seven heavenly virtues after the seven deadly sins. And when we're done with the seven deadly sins, you know by the time we're done with this, man, ooh-wee, you're going to be able to click your heels in the air and breathe and just not worry about whatever fresh hell it is in the morning, right? It's just, it's all going to end. It's all going to end sooner or later. Hopefully sooner than later. Like I'm saying, Chaney, when he said, they're in the death throes. Remember that one? Then again, that didn't really work out too well either. I forget which one. I don't know if it was Afghanistan or Iraq. One of the unlucky Middle Eastern countries that have oil. I visited Morocco, a while ago, and it was a really beautiful country. And they said they are the luckiest country in the Middle East because they have no oil. They actually have large solar farms powering a lot of Morocco. So, you know, it's just nice. I don't even think Morocco even has an army because they just have nothing to protect. They're just hanging out and enjoying life. And that, you know, and I don't know what kind of government they have, but, you know, it doesn't, folks are happy. They seem like they're happy, you know. I mean, I don't know, just from what I see. I mean, Thailand, the folks were really super happy. So sometimes it doesn't even really matter on the government. It just matters on how intrusive they are or what they say or what they're doing. They can say all kinds of stuff, but it just... Intrusive government ain't good no matter what you call it. And that's the thing. I mean, the idea of what we call systems of government are so mislabeled and so confused, and they want it that way. You know, when the whole idea of communism came out, communism at its root is about everybody shares everything. It's a commune. We all get along and nobody has too much of anything. Nobody has nothing. You know, you work, you eat, you coexist. That's communism. You know, you're not going to get rich under communism. You're not going to get rich under communism. But on the same note, you know, the I don't know what kind of social net communism really has. It might be like you just all kind of work together in a commune. All right, let's look at it that way. So what we perceive communism as, what happens in China or what happens in Russia, and that's not really communism. In Russia, it's full blown oligarchy in Russia. It's not really any communist. And what that means, what oligarchy in my... Now, see, like I'm saying, I'm not some wise person. These are just dumb opinions. These are my opinions. Don't go, well, Zombo, you know that one thing you said. You know what? This is entertainment. This is entertainment. This is my way of blowing off steam so I don't go jump off a bridge. And you don't jump off one either. So what they did is they made an oligarchy. And what oligarchy is, that's give the people just enough so they don't revolt. You know, just and the guys at the top have everything. They control everything. And everybody else is just their staff. So that's what they call communism when it's really oligarchy. And then they have this whole thing where they mislabel socialism. In my opinion, socialism is like where you just take care of everybody. You know, sure, you can make a lot of money. Sure, you can be rich, but you just take care of people. I don't see anything wrong with that. But they label that bad. When look at the word Social Security came out. You weren't around. I wasn't around. But the Republicans fought Social Security tooth and nail. Because we're going into communism when you do that. It's communism. They keep throwing that communism because communism got this nasty stain from like Russia and China being a completely dictatorial kind of source of government, when more or less it's nearly close to more of a monarchy and an oligarchy. You know, there's real communism really can't work with more than like maybe 40 people. You know, real communism can't really work with like a couple hundred people. Oh, Zombo, you know, you said I know one guy, whatever, you know. Then you get capitalism. Capitalism sounds nice. You work hard, you work a little harder, you get a little more, you get a little more. But it gets to the point where it gets to the tipping point where you get so rich, it turns into, guess what, oligarchy. So you need that balance. You need a little bit of everything. You need a little bit of communism so everybody works together. You need a little bit of socialism so we take care of each other. And you need a little bit of capitalism so you can kind of like have fun and get some good things. And you need a little bit of Rita in your life, a little bit of Monica, a little bit of Mambo number 5. You add all that in together and you have a pretty decent place. But no, we got to be stupid and mean. Why? I don't know why. So anyhow, that's something that's kind of been irking me, how they just rebrand everything. You know, they go, oh, that Bernie Sanders, he's a socialist. Well, Bernie Sanders is more of a centrist and a populist. He wants popular things. Who doesn't want a decent life? Who doesn't want to help their friends out? Who doesn't want to help out strangers? Who doesn't want the world to be a better place? Stupid and mean people. Yay. Good answer. And there's just a lot of stupid and mean. Stupid and mean are unhappy anywhere. You give them communism, stupid and mean are angry. You give them capitalism, stupid and mean, it's not enough. They're not happy. Stupid and mean people are always going to be stupid and mean. And there's no calming folks down. Mean, you ever see this guy that's just always angry about everything? Nice day. Yeah, what's nice about it? They're angry about everything. And you know what that goes back to? Bad toilet training as a child. Bad toilet training. All goes back to that. It's their parents' fault. That's right. They doo-dooed in their pants one too many times, got smacked, and didn't learn proper use of toilet paper. And now they're angry. Just saying. All right, so right now, I got a special treat for you guys, and you will dig this. Now, this is pretty monumental, because this is live. This is live. And this is known as one of the most perfect live performances of all time. And it is a request. I got a request from, of course, Paul, and he requested The Who, A Quick One While He's Away, which is about, you know, lust and desire and forgiveness at the end, which is, it's kind of nice, a little thing here. So this is live, and this is known as one of the most perfect pieces of live performance. This was on, I don't know if it was on, what show was this on? It was on, oh, it's Rock and Roll Circus, the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. And I think when they did this, they cheesed a lot of other performers off, because they couldn't follow this, because it's unlike anything. It's so over the top, done well to the mark. The Who, live, A Quick One While He's Away. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT Pittsburgh.
Two, three. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Ivor, the dirty old sooty engine driver, to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor. I'm an engine driver. I know him well. I know why you feel blue. Just cause he's late. Told me he loved you in the light.
dream to be with you. Admit, I kissed a few and once did sit on either the engine driver's lap, and later with him had a nap. You are forgiven.
There you go. That was live. The Electric Circus, Rolling Stones. And you could see, you watch the clip, Brian Jones is just going crazy watching this. There's a little bit of everything there. Wow. The Who, with one of the most amazing performances ever live on TV. Quick one while he's away. It had everything. Keith Moon throwing his drums. There was a one section where he hits his mic. Without missing a beat, Pete Townsend adjusts the mic. We can't even tell. These guys were so tight. And, yeah, that was a dilly. Back to Desire. Oh, my God. Sultan's Desire. Zombo in your brain. Link Petrucci and the J-Men. All desire and lust today right here. 88.3 RCT.
Oh, like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Can we hit it and quit?
Go ahead.
Can we hit it and quit?
hotel, having a slow breakfast, trying to impress the barman with a fresh voice when I ask for the bill. The sun, blowing the moon away, lights me up for one more day. The night was behind me. I ran and trembled.
A nice chunk of stuff there. There you be with that. Yellow. Oh, yeah. Yellow with Desire. Before that, we heard, yeah, you know, you two by request. Marcus Aurelius also requested, Get Up, I Feel Like a Sex Machine. James Brown.